This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is 2012 the year of the car?
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Forget the fiscal cliff, the European debt crisis, and the slowdown in China. Car makers are on track for a record year, led by sales right here in the U.S. Our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, has the story.
This time, the hype might just be true.
There's never been a better time to buy than right now.
There has never been a better time to buy.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle than right now.
Never before have global sales topped 80 million vehicles, but they're on track to reach that mark despite Europe's soft economy. Toyota has rebounded so strongly it could take back the crown from General Motors as world's biggest automaker, but GM and other car makers have enjoyed a third straight year of solid gains, too.
Quite honestly, the year has exceeded everybody's expectations.
George Magliano is chief economist for IHS Automotive Research. One reason for the strong demand, there's never been a better selection, says analyst Jesse Toprak at TrueCar.com.
In terms of styling, safety, the integration of technology, whenever there is a great product, it compels people to buy.
Pent-up demand doesn't hurt either. Edmunds analyst Michelle Krebs expects that to keep sales strong well into the future.
The average age of the vehicle on the road remains over a decade, so we see at least a couple more years.
Barring, she says, some kind of fiscal cliff up ahead. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
There are reports that a deal is close between Google and the Federal Trade Commission. The settlement would end a two-year investigation into whether Google unfairly uses its dominance of search to steer customers to other Google businesses. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
More than two-thirds of all American searches go through Google. Now that it's also in the restaurant review and travel business, companies like Yelp and TripAdvisor worry about Google's power. So what could changes under a deal mean for us, the folks actually doing more than 11 billion Google searches a month?
It probably won't make that much of a difference.
Danny Sullivan is editor-in-chief of Search Engine Land. And it doesn't seem like the expected terms will hurt Google's business much either. Vanderbilt business professor Luke Frobe is a former FTC chief economist.
I can't believe that Google would accept a remedy that would slow things down or not give consumers what they wanted.
Likely in the settlement, Google will limit how it uses information from rival websites in its own pages. It'll also make it easier for advertisers to transfer their Google ads to other sites. Unlikely in the settlement, anything that'll make a major dent in Google's dominance of search. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.5% right now in Frankfurt, down 0.2% in Paris. There are reports of progress in the fiscal cliff negotiations between the White House and Republicans. Apparently, the two sides are now talking about raising taxes on people who make more than $400,000 a year rather than those with incomes over $250,000. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on 100 points to close at 13,235.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
The crowning spire for the new World Trade Center building in New York City has arrived and will be added to the building in the spring. Once it's completed, the World Trade Center will be 1,776 feet tall, making it the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. Now, it turns out that one of the big challenges when making huge skyscrapers like that is the elevator. And Rebecca Morell, who's a science reporter for the BBC, has been looking into some of the latest elevator technology. She's with us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how important is an elevator when companies or people are deciding how tall a skyscraper can be?
Well, the problem is the higher the building, the more elevator kit you need. So we're not just talking about an elevator car. We're talking about the cables, the metal steel, the counterweight. And this stuff is really, really heavy. It's kind of constraining how high we can go. Our high-rise ambitions are being cut somewhat short.
Well, you've been spending some time at an elevator testing facility in Finland where they're working on some new technology. What did you find there?
Well, it's a really interesting place, actually. And, you know, if you think about it, if you want to test out skyscraper elevators, then you need a tall building. Now, the problem is in Finland, it's really flat. They don't have very many high rises there. So instead of going up, they've gone down.
Uh-huh.
So they've found a mine. And they've got all sorts of really neat things that they're trying out. For example, I went into a double-decker elevator. And this is where you've got two elevator cars stacked one on top of the other. And the idea is that people can get in and out of the two floors simultaneously. And this makes the system much, much more efficient.
Although you'd still have to worry if somebody holds the door on the floor above you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are still problems, aren't there? You can always get furious when you're stuck in an elevator.
Well, so how high are we going to go, do you think, after your research on elevators? I mean, can we get much higher than the 2,700-foot Burj Khalifa in Dubai?
Well, at the moment, we do seem to have reached a bit of a sticking point. And they are coming up with these kind of quite clever new systems like double-decker elevators. But the ultimate idea is to come up with an elevator that doesn't have any of this kit at all and uses electromagnets to move up and down the shaft. Now, there are some problems to overcome. For example, what happens if you have a power cut?
Right.
But the experts say if we can get over these problems, it's probably going to be the biggest overhaul in elevators since Otis came up with the original design back in the 1850s. And there really will be no limit, well, not in terms of elevator technology anyway, to how high we can go.
The BBC's Rebecca Morell, who's been doing a lot of research on elevators and skyscrapers, joining us from London. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And finally, people are doing some pretty crazy things to avoid paying to check their bags at the airport. The Chinese newspaper Guangzhou Daily reports that a man was so intent on not paying a fee when his bag exceeded the weight limit that he unpacked his suitcase and put on more than 60 shirts and 9 pairs of jeans. Unfortunately for him, he was stopped at the metal detectors and had to undergo a full body search. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.